This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's no secret that the mainstream media ignore events that do not fit in with left-wing ideology. Here's a story you probably did not hear on the news. 19-year-old Manuel Garcia took a gun to the San Antonio restaurant where his ex-girlfriend worked. She wasn't there, but he opened fire on other employees, who then started to run out of the store, but he ran after them, shooting in the parking lot and inside the next-door movie theater. Garcia wounded one person, but the evening did not become a repeat of other disasters. Off-duty sheriff officer Lisa Castellano was in the theater that night, and she was carrying a gun. She ordered Garcia to drop his weapon. He refused, and then she shot him. He was then arrested by another off-duty officer. The media reaction was silence. Funny thing, there was hardly any coverage outside of San Antonio. That's particularly striking when you consider that this happened just a couple of days after the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. This was a time when the media and the left were obsessively asking what could be done to prevent another mass shooting. Their suggestion, of course, was gun control, taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. But when a mass shooting was prevented, the media turned a blind eye. When an armed citizen stops a shooting rampage before anybody dies, that doesn't fit in with the left-wing narrative. The media would rather have a story that allows them to demonize gun owners. Imagine how different the tragedies in Newtown and Aurora might have gone if there'd been a movie patron or a teacher with a gun. Citizens with guns have a far better track record at stopping mass murders than do liberal anti-gun policies. The lesson here is, the best way to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you underestimate the important role of your state legislators? Don't. There's much state senators and representatives can do to protect your rights, your paycheck, and your personal freedoms. At eagleforum.org, join the blog with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll be empowered and informed. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Monday, September 16th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN, whose website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. There you will see the names of every single guest that I have ever had on the program since October 2010, as well as links to their websites. Just visit the website, spingola.com, and click on the radio schedule button. Please visit spingolaspeaks.info, a site that one of our wonderful, very talented listeners created. Please don't forget that the American Free Press is currently having a big book sale. You may access that sale by going to americanfreepress.net. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. During the program, okay, said that already. I'm trying to read two boards here. My guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.com. Wayne, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Deanna. Thanks for
good
having
morning.
Me.
Good morning. I knew that you weren't feeling well, so I was kind of looking for something to talk about, but I'm glad that you're feeling well enough to be on the program.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's I'm still not doing too great here, but we'll see how it goes. The other thing is I guess you didn't get my email on the weekend.
I did about the street repair.
Yeah, like that was bizarre. I hadn't heard anything about this happening, and then I went to check the mail. Went up the road to check the mail at our postal mailbox. And there was a sign posted out there that they were going to start road construction first thing Monday morning.
Okay. Well, just plan my year, then. You recently sent out a message about splitting the sky. The gentleman that you've worked with before, and he was a really good friend. And I watched the video some years ago, the one that you sent within your email. But you'd mentioned that last year that someone murdered him. Do you want to say anything about that before we delve into today's topic?
Right. Well, we could, touch on that. It's, his native name is Dakajewea, which translates into splitting the sky. He was a native Mohawk gentleman, an activist, whom I had known for a number of years. He was originally in the part of the Attica Rebellion. He was known as back then as John Hill, and he spent a lot of years in solitary confinement following that. And actually, they tried to pin the whole Attica riot on him, solely on him, and charged him with a murder that he did not commit. So he had a very, very hard life, starting from a young life, you know, a teenager. And I came to know him when I was involved with the 9/11 Truth Movement here in Canada, and heard him on a radio program, and I thought, wow, this guy is really laying it out here as far as you know who is behind 9/11, and so I made contact with him, and we got to know each other personally, and I put on a number of 9/11 related events, you know, public events and so on, and I brought him out to the Vancouver area to give a talk, where he just kind of blew everybody away. And then we stayed in contact, became really good friends. I took him across Canada. We went to Ottawa in 2008, and we spoke together on Parliament Hill. And he just, again, just blew everybody away with what he was presenting. And he just, you know, well, later we went and did this interview, which is part of that video I sent to you. And I arranged to, I had a friend come over with cameras and so on, and we had a sit-down interview with him for 2 hours, where he went through all his documentation that he'd been researching meticulously for years. And he named everybody that was that had benefited financially from the events that took place on 9/11, and you know, over his lifetime, he had faced numerous attempts on his life, and but it, you know, he was not afraid of death, and he said, you know, people have been killed for a lot less than what I'm seeing here right now. So he, I think, expected that sooner or later, you know, they were going to do him. And in 2009, in Calgary, Alberta, he went and tried to do a citizen's arrest on George W. Bush. And he was the only person in history who ever tried to bring George W. Bush to justice. He himself was arrested, thrown in jail, and charged, and eventually found guilty of... Oh, it wasn't actually very serious, and he only got a year's probation or something like that. But you know, that was his character, you know, that he was just not going to be afraid, and did not want people to live and be afraid of these people, these powerful, you know, financial terrorists and so on, and political, you know, leaders and so on. And all of their power and authority said, you just got to do what you got to do. And
that's a good example for the rest of us.
Yeah. And you know, he says, what they're going to do, they're going to do. There's nothing I can do about it. Well, that was March 17th in 2009. And earlier this year, I lost contact with him over the last 2 years, when I got, you know, so involved with what I'm doing now. And so it came as quite a shock to me. I got a message from a mutual friend that said that that he was dead, and so I had to do some checking to find out what happened. And he lived upcountry here in British Columbia, a small town where I've been with his family, and I know the area fairly well and know what his habits were. And that, you know, he was not that old. He was in his early 60s, but in very good shape for his age. And he used to do, every morning he would go for a long walk up into the mountains by himself and back down again. I could never keep up with him myself. And, you know, and he, that was just part of his daily routine. And anyway, so the official story goes that he was found dead one morning that he, in an isolated part of this town with, you know, nobody around, and that he had allegedly slipped and fell down a set of stairs, hit his head, and was found dead on the ground.
Probably was thrown down.
Yeah, and you know, and when I found out about that, I recalled that he actually said years ago, if somebody ever tells you that I, you know, slipped and fell and hit my head and died, don't believe it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, so, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Somebody wanted to silence him. And that's
absolutely, absolutely, and to make other people afraid.
Yes, indeed. All righty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today, Wayne from Canada.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.com, and many people, particularly in the chat room, really, really do love your website. Somebody just said, I want to thank Wayne for his most excellent website. It is a total education. So keep that in mind, that people really, really do appreciate all of your hard work. And I know that you've put a great deal of effort into the website. I can't believe all of the information that you put up besides your films and besides your narratives. You did a narrative of what you're going to talk about, and you talk about the free book on your website. by Professor Fabricius?
Yeah, it's actually a Latin name. It's Caius Fabricius. I'm not sure of what the gentleman's original German name was, but that's what I've gathered, that it's a Latin name. But, but there's actually nothing written about him in the mainstream on the internet that I can find anywhere, even in the alternative from what I could find. So I was just happy to have come across that book. And,
yes, you did a narrative, a over a 2-hour narrative. So if people don't want to read the 38-page book, they can listen to it. But they
exactly.
They can do both.
Exactly. You've got it either in written form or as an audio book, which I put together.
Great.
So, Well, thanks very much to whoever that was in the chat room with those comments. I really do appreciate it. And it's coming up to a year now. In a couple of weeks, it'll be a year now since I started the website. And it's come a long ways. I'm over, I think, 165 posts now. And I went from, I was lucky to get 20, 30, 40 hits a day through the first month there. And nowadays, it's usually on average 1,000 hits per day, but sometimes far more than that. I know recently, just after I was on your program 2 weeks ago with the talking about the new film about Eisenhower's death camps, that at one point it went up to 2,000 hits a day. So,
fabulous.
Yeah. So it is having an impact, and besides that, I've told you about this before on Facebook, that I had originally, I started off using my real full name on that, but I found out very quickly that's not a good idea because there are people who, don't want these kind of topics discussed, and there was a potential there for them to harass my family members and so on. And so I ditched that, and I started up a Facebook account just under the name Justice for Germans, and had that for, I guess it was about 8 months, I suppose, or 10 months, and eventually, after a number of times of being blocked and so on, eventually they deleted my account there on some bogus report of my spreading hatred, And,
it's okay to spread hatred about other groups of people. You just
About Germans, especially.
Especially. And you wrote an article about it was very good. And basically what they're doing, it's okay to say really awful, vile things about the Germans, all the Germans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And, there's a lot I could say about that growing up here. In Canada. But just to go back here a second, though, but with regarding Facebook. So I do have a pseudonym that I used, and I kept that going as a backup just in case. And sure enough, I needed it to keep in contact with some of my, hundreds of friends on there. And I also have a Facebook community page, which is right open in the public. And that's where, I post, repost all my blog articles there. And, that has been interesting because initially there, I might have had a following of 100, 200 people. It's just a very slow trickle of interest over many months, and then finally it took until June 24th to finally reach 1,000 people had put a like on my Facebook page. And less than 3 months later, it's now just about to hit 2,000. So that's rapid growth, rapid
absolutely
in these topics.
Wonderful. People want the truth. They really do.
Mm-hmm. There is a lot of people. There are a lot of people who are really opening up to this information now. They tell me, and I get dozens and dozens of emails too, With people asking me questions and so on, and I'm not the expert on all things, but I try to answer people's questions as best I can, or point them to where they're going to find some good information on a particular subject. And but I get a lot of comments from people who say, you know, I just always had a feeling that something had to be wrong about this whole story, because mm-hmm. I know they lied to us about this, they lied to us about that, they lied to us about this. We look at the world, what's going on around us today, and, you know, so many people are wise to what's going on with Syria and bogus reports of, you know, chemical weapons attacks and atrocity stories of, you know, they claim Assad is doing to his own population and so on. And people see that now, you know, pretty clearly. And they realize now that they were lied to about Iraq, and that there's a whole other story about Saddam Hussein that they didn't know, which your other guest, our mutual friend, Dana, Nephilim has told us about. So people are starting to, you know, see all that stuff. They're opening up to that. You know, many people have just, you know, have known for a long time that the whole 9/11 story didn't add up. But for some reason, in the back of their minds, they've been so programmed. Everybody has, not just Americans, the Brits, the French, and the Germans especially. My God, have been so programmed, so brainwashed to believe everything that was sold to them about World War II. Right.
And even in the alternative media, we hear, oh, those evil Nazis, and oh, what they did at Gleiwitz, and oh, what about right. Kristallnacht, and all of that stuff.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And I mean, and even myself, I certainly didn't, you know, wasn't born with the knowledge that I have now. It's been a process of learning. I learned a lot from my parents when I grew up as, you know, or when I was a child, I should say. You know, my parents told us basically, because, you know, we kids, I was the youngest of four kids, and, you know, we all faced it eventually in school as well as on television. It would be like, Mommy, what's this Nazis? What does that mean? Are we Nazis? Everybody calls me a Nazi, you know. And
I remember you telling me that story, and I shared it with the radio audience. And it just is so awful that grown-ups would treat children in such a cruel manner as what you experienced at school. That was terrible, terrible. And it really impacted your life.
Certainly. And, you know, and I know that I'm not alone in that, because since I've started this, I've had a lot of people, German Americans who've, you know, contacted me and said, wow, yes, I know what you're talking about. We experienced that too, and we've done everything, you know, our whole family's just, you know, done everything to de-Germanize ourselves and pretend that we're not German, or, you know, that we have nothing to do with that, and, you know.
Wow. Alrighty, we are going to a break. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. Stay tuned.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities, or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th, or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today, or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.com. All righty.
I'll just pick up on where we left off there. It's like I say, I mean, I had my parents, you know, they grew up under National Socialism, under Adolf Hitler in National Socialism in Germany, and lived through the war, survived the war, and fortunately also survived the aftermath of World War II. And they immigrated to Canada in the early 50s, and at that time, I only discovered this recently, that the German immigrants, the Germans themselves, up to this point in time, into the 50s, were labeled as enemy aliens. And really, that's what we were treated like. My father, the first 6 months here, you know, was basically in a, you know, almost like a prison camp. It was a jail, basically, the immigration hall, for 6 or 8 months until he was able to find steady employment. So,
and yet the Canadian government did invite young Germans to come over.
Well, that's right. See, I mean, there was, I think, about 3 years after the war, a total boycott of immigration of Germans. Nobody wanted them, and then all of a sudden, I think it was around 48. They started to open the doors in America and Canada and so on, and Australia. So actually, I think Australia was first.
They wanted to get to rid the country of a lot of young Germans who would have asked too many questions and would have tried to rebuild Germany. I think it was kind of orchestrated.
Yeah. Yeah, we've talked about that before, and I believe that's entirely true. Part of the problem was that, they had decimated Germany not only with the bombs, but then they had also sought to deindustrialize Germany after the war totally. So there was no work. People were starving to death. And you've covered Herbert Hoover before and what he did to intervene to get food going again into Germany to try and feed the people and so on. So suddenly they opened the doors, and my parents were originally going to go to Australia. That's what my dad put his name in for, and but it was going to take a while, so they applied to go to Canada as well, and that actually came up first, so that's where they went. In growing up here, like as I was saying, you'd hear these things, and you'd wonder, well, what's all that about? And then, of course, in the especially, I guess, starting in the mid-60s, there was, all of these war films and war programs, and we've talked about that before, Hogan's Heroes and so on. And it's either those evil Nazis or those stupid Nazis. And, it's just one extreme to the other. We had questions and things, and, my parents, they made a point of us having, sit-down dinners, particularly, on the weekend, I think it was on Sunday, we have a family dinner and so on, and they would tell us what it was like for them, what things were like before the war, what they experienced, and, how things were in Germany at that time, and how wonderful it was. They had, no fears or anything, they had what they needed. Everybody was happy, and things were good.
In Libya and Iraq and some of these other countries. That is not allowed.
Yeah, and they could not imagine, like, they could not, they would wonder, why do people hate us?
Mm-hmm.
What did we do? Over time, but they heard about, and also saw, immigrants, I should say refugees from Poland coming into Germany. That was common of what was going on in Poland before the, that being driven out. And they were hearing about the horror stories, that was in the press, in the printed press, and they were hearing about it in on the radio, and also from everybody knew somebody who had a relative or something that was writing to them from Poland and telling what was going on and so on. So this was common knowledge. So it was expected that Hitler would have to do something to stop that.
Mm-hmm. And of course, this was all set up after World War One. They divvied up the territory and gave Poland all this land. And, of course, the land had all of these Germans living on it who had been living on the land for generation after generation. Right. And then the Poles were really invited to treat them really bad. Hey, go ahead, just do whatever you want, even though they had signed minority agreements that they would be, you know, just and kind and all that stuff.
Huh. Sure. And, yeah, so, you know, and it does go back, you know, to World War One, and one can argue much further. But, you know, so my parents could only, however, you know, speak to us about what they themselves had had seen firsthand, what they heard from their own parents and their own relatives and so on. And, you know, that's all they could really share with us. But then, and then of course there was the war and you know, they told us all the horror stories about the bombings, the nightly bombings and then even day and night, you know, the terror bombing, that went on and the horrors that they themselves had witnessed and people that they knew that, you know, they just said goodbye to them and, you know, the next day they were gone or they were supposed to meet up with somebody here or there and they didn't go and, oh my God, that place got bombed, you know, and, things like this. So, but they only knew so much. And, you know, by the time the war ended, they were, I guess, in their mid teens. Dad might have been 16, I think. And, so they didn't know everything, and but they told us, you know, what they could. They, you know, whereas I know some other German immigrant, you know, children of immigrants, who they say their parents just did not want to talk about it at all, ever, and it was just stone silence. Don't go there. It was just always don't go there, you know.
Well, I can imagine that the memories that they had would have been absolutely terrible.
Yes.
I mean, we don't often like to talk about something that is so incredibly painful, particularly if we've seen people die, if we've seen our relatives bombed. We don't want to talk about it. There's only one group of people who like to talk about their victimhood, and they make a lot of money off of it.
Mm-hmm. And of course, all of the, you know, the German women who were raped and so on as well. So people don't want to talk about these things, and understandably so.
Sure.
So
normal
guess,
people don't like to talk about their victimhood.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, my parents, I have to say, give them credit. They were honest with us. You know, and told us as much as they could about what they actually knew and what they heard, saw, and read, and what was being said at the time to them.
And that was a good thing for them to share with their family, their immediate family, what had happened. And thank goodness that they did, so that you have a better understanding of what went on, so that you know your parents. I know a lot of older people, they don't like to share things, even with their family. And then they pass away, and you hardly know anything about them.
Right.
And you always think to ask questions after they're gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and my dad is long gone, too. I mean, there's so much stuff now I wish, you know, he was around that I could talk to him about these things. But, as for myself, and I've mentioned this before, I mean, oh, we got the break coming up.
Yes. All right. We will be back in 3 minutes.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, If you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Wayne from Canada. His website is justiceforgermans.com. All righty. I always like to hear stories and real things. I think everybody really does like a story. A good story is always intriguing, I think.
Well, okay, great. I think for some of your, you know, longtime listeners, they may have heard some of this before, but, I know you've got a so much larger audience now, Deanna. I think you've been on the air, 3 years now?
Mm-hmm. 3 years next month.
And I really must, commend you for the job that you have done, in those 3 years. You've just been on the cutting edge of alternative radio broadcasting. I'm talking about so many different topics that people will not cover. And I have to say and congratulate you for the length of time that you've been on, 3 years. I don't know this officially, but from the fact that I've listened to RBN since their inception in 2004, you are probably the longest-running show in RBN history next to John Statmiller's own program.
I think Mike Piper was on for a long time.
He kind of came and went a couple times, as I understand. So But I think as far as a continuous program, I think you're right up there. So, you know, hats off to you, and also to RBN. And I must say that I really do appreciate the fact that RBN has kept you on this long and allowed you to talk about such a wide range of topics that are not talked about on other programs. And I hope that they will keep you on, because they would be, I think, doing themselves a disservice to not have your program on the air, because we can get those same stories about the Federal Reserve and 9/11 and, you know, so many other things on, what, 5-6 different alternative radio networks now that are out there. But there's only one Deanna Spingola, and covering the topics that that we're talking, such as we're talking about here today.
Well, thank you. And I didn't even ask you to say these things. That was a paid announcement, folks.
Absolutely not. And no, it's my pleasure and to say that, and I mean it.
Well, thank you. How kind of you.
Okay, that's it. So by the time I was in my teenage years, going to school into social studies, you know, beginning in about grade 8, grade 9, and getting into the history, you know, well, world history generally, but, you know, World War I, World War II, and so on. So I had a bit, you know, by the, you know, because of the what my parents had told me, a different outlook on things and a different perspective on things than the others did. And certainly I was German, so I was kind of sensitive to a lot of things that they were saying. And so, but I had enough. I certainly didn't know everything by any means. But I knew enough already that I could challenge some of the history that we were being taught as fact, when, you know, I knew that there was two sides to every story, and that we were not hearing the German side of this at all. And so this, you know, led to some interesting discussions in class, and at times I would protest, and I would just walk out and protest, because, you know, I could, you know, they would be showing us so-called documentaries that were at the end, you know, you could look at it and see that it was made by, you know, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer or, you know, MGM or whatever.
The War Department or something.
And, yes, and, you know, the big roaring lion, whatever, you know, and it's all Hollywood, you know. And of course, I mean, I didn't know anything about PSYOPs and all this sort of thing back then. I had no idea, but my parents did teach us about propaganda. And that's what I called it. I said, this is just one-sided propaganda here. And
well, good for you. You weren't part of the herd then.
Right. So, you know, that kind of got me off to the start, I think, on activism in my life, and being a person who, you know, more and more, I just didn't even want to watch television. You know, I would occasionally. I had a few favorite shows here and there over the years, but generally I was not a big fan of TV, and got away from it more and more over the years, to the point I don't even watch the darn thing. I haven't in years now. You know, the idiot box. But I, you know, whenever something would come up, you know, I knew instinctively, do not believe what you're being told here, you know. You need more information than what they're telling you here on the TV. You know, it's always been my way. You know, you got to try and get to the real story yourself, because they're not going to tell you the truth. It doesn't matter what it is. They're trying to manipulate us here about something.
Sure.
You know,
exactly.
And always question everything, right? And
exactly.
Yeah, so, and over the years, I guess, initially now, growing up myself, as I said, I was the youngest of four kids. I didn't learn much German growing up. You know, a few words here and there, basic nouns, you know, the door, the wall, the floor, the, you know, street, whatever, those sorts of things. But I could not really, you know, speak German very well. I understood sort of what was being said, basically, but wasn't really great at it. When I was 15 years old, though, I dropped out of school. I went to work, and I went to Germany for 2 years. My first vacation, really, anywhere. Spent 2 months over in Germany, and got kind of acquainted with that country and with my relatives for the first time. I grew up without any relatives here. Got to know my family and so on. And came back with a different, you know, kind of perspective. And later on in life, I went on to university, even though I hadn't graduated. I went on to university, got a degree as a mature student, and did very well in school or in college. And when I was done, I had studied criminology. It was always interesting for me. And when I was done with that, I decided I'm going to study German for 2 years, and that's what I did, and learned the language very well, and actually got a certificate in German as a second language, and then I moved over to Germany and spent 10 years working and living there. So to the point where obviously I could speak in German, not perfectly, but very well, far better than anybody else.
And look what you've done with it. You've made films. You've done voiceovers. It's wonderful to think that you made some sacrifices that have actually paid off and have benefited the people who watch your films. I mean, this is fabulous. You ever think, well, maybe this was just meant to be. Maybe you were the child, the person, the independent thinker who could bring truth to your fellow Germans, simply because of the things that you had experienced.
Right. Yeah. And there's some people out there who go, well, he's not German. He doesn't have a German accent. Well, I was born and raised in Canada, but that doesn't make me any less German. My family history in Germany goes back a long, long ways.
Yes.
Both my parents. And I'm of German blood and German descent. So, I speak the language. I've lived there. I was accepted as being a German citizen when I moved over there. So, how dare anybody question that I'm not?
Exactly.
And there's some people out there that, he doesn't use his real name. Why doesn't he use his real name?
Duh. You're in Canada. You don't want to get arrested.
Well, if you want to, look up Ernst Zundel and find out what happened to him up here when he tried to be open and honest about these topics and what was done to him and what they did to how they sent him to Germany and what was done to him there.
Sure. Canada is a censored zone.
Mm-hmm.
No free speech allowed in Canada.
Right. But Deanna, go back to where we kind of started off with, I'm obviously now over the target. In the last week, I was subjected to, through my emails, that I was subject to a horrendous attack, cyber attack.
Exactly.
Yeah. So somebody doesn't want the stuff out.
Oh, absolutely. I got the same thing. Alrighty. We are going to our top of the hour break. We will be we'll be back at 6 minutes after the hour with our guest, Wayne from Canada.